With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump making plans for the Russian and Ukrainian leaders to meet face-to-face. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After hosting White House talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky and a contingent of European leaders, the president said he called Russia's Vladimir Putin and began the arrangements for a Putin-Zelensky meeting.
Ultimately, this is a decision that can only be made by President Zelensky and by the people of Ukraine, working also together in agreement with President Putin.
The president also said he would attend a three-way meeting with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders after their one-on-one talks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Those striking Air Canada flight attendants remain adamant. A union spokesman says they will not return to work despite the strike being declared illegal.
The Canada Industrial Relations Board has ordered the flight attendants back on the job after they ignored an earlier order to return to work and submit to arbitration. The strike at Canada's largest airline entered its third day and is affecting about 130,000 travelers each day during the peak summer travel season. The two sides remain far apart on pay and other issues. Air Canada stopped plans to restart operations after the union defied a return to work order and said workers would not go back to work. The Industrial Relations Board is independent and interprets and applies Canada's labor laws. I'm Haya Panjwani.
MSNBC will be changing its name later this year, part of its corporate divorce from NBC. The new name will be My Source News Opinion World, or MS Now for short. MSNBC has been building a separate news division from NBC by hiring new reporters as well as new executives in the past few months. This is SRN News. A new call for American leadership.
Religious freedom is in decline almost everywhere in the world that you look, and Miles Windsor says the U.S. needs to do something about it. He's with the Religious Freedom Institute, and in a Newsweek op-ed, he says, quote, there are both humanitarian and deeply strategic reasons for prioritizing international religious freedom and foreign policy. Where such freedoms are safeguarded, democracy is more robust, conflicts are less likely, and the prospect of trade opportunities abound. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists using sexual violence against Christians and other religious minorities in Africa. UN peacekeeping mission in the Central African Republic has documented cases of sexual assault, sexual slavery, and forced marriage affecting hundreds of women and girls. In eastern Congo, the UN says 800 cases last year accompanied extreme physical violence. This is SRN News. Bolivia's presidential election headed for a runoff vote without the governing left-wing socialists who've been in power for some two decades.
The current frontrunner is a man called Samuel Doria Medina. He is one of the country's wealthiest businessmen. He's known for building the country's tallest skyscraper and for bringing Burger King to Bolivia. He is a center-right candidate who is pledging to cut subsidies to try and reduce government spending and also cut taxes for businesses, try and boost investment in the country while also maintaining some social spending on things like poverty reduction programs.
BBC's Ione Wells. In Pakistan, search teams combing through remote areas for bodies swept away by weekend flash floods. The death toll has officially now reached 277. Officials have replied the lack of evacuation warnings by saying people should never have built homes there. More details at srnnews.com.